Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I have Chris, Steve, and Lauren.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
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 Hiya.
Hiya. Doing all right. Everyone doing okay?
I am.
It's a good day. I'm ready. I'm ready to get on to our main topic.
Yes, Steve went through his entire day at the dinner table. It was quite eventful. And now I am telling you about my day. It was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The kids wanted to... Burke was like, okay, now everyone has to tell everyone else about their day. She's six. So, you know, it starts with waking up, brushing your teeth. So anyway.
So Steve went through the whole...
That's a long day.
It was. So we all went through the long... or long
all
days.
The way down to the last minute when he was telling people what he did during his day.
So.
Very nice.
Yes. So on today's show, we are going to be talking a little outside the box. We're going to go to Sandals, Jamaica, and even more specifically, we are going to the Montego Bay Resorts, which is it's on the northwest side of the island. And Sandals, great place. It's something that we've discovered and fallen in love with. And all-inclusive resort, we're going to tell you all about it.
Yeah, we usually do Disney, but we all went out to Jamaica for about a week, I think a week.
Yeah, it was a week.
And we toured pretty much almost the entire island and went to at least, I think, 10 different resorts. So if you don't know, you can actually book pretty much any type of vacation with one of the Mouse Chatters. But, you know, of course, we love Disney, but we also do, you know, Universal Studios. We do all the different cruise lines. We do all the different all-inclusives. So for this show, we're going to talk about Sandals all-inclusive resorts. And then, you know, we'll have other shows, of course, where we are definitely back on the Disney focus.
Yes. Don't forget that if you listen to us over and over, you know that at the end, I thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the show. And everyone that is on Mouse Chat is a part of Pixie Vacations. So they're travel agents. So their first love is always Disney. But they are straying, I suppose, branching out. And essentially it comes down to the people that do book with us. They get interested in other things, or their family grows, or they want to do an anniversary trip. And so when our clients grow, we have to expand on our base. And so right now we've expanded outward towards Sandals, and we're liking it. So that's kind of how the Mouse Chat team got into Sandals.
I have to say, just a little sidebar on that. If you're a fan of Disney and the service Disney provides, that's the reason we're kind of expanding into Sandals. They have such great customer service. It really does remind me of that Disney-esque customer service type of thing. And I think that that's a big reason why we're all drawn to the Sandals brand.
Yeah, it's nice. And it's amazing with the level of customer service. And then they have, I mean, some of the resorts are all butler service. So you have your own butler, or some of the resorts you can, you know, get a butler.
And it's not
sweet.
Steve in a bathrobe.
No. But they'll bring you a bathrobe. So, yeah. So do we want to start with how we got to Jamaica and the extra service that you can do there?
I think that's a good idea.
Because I love it. Okay. So I'm going to jump out of the gate here. We flew into Montego Bay. And from there, when you get off the airplane, we had enlisted the services of something called Club Mobe. And just to help ease your curiosity, Mobe is M-O-B-A-Y. And it took me, three, four, maybe 5 days to figure out that Club Mobe is short for Montego Bay. And it did. And they refer to Montego Bay. The locals will refer to it as Mobe. I hate to admit it. It took me that long to figure it out. So, but we signed up for Club Mobe, which is, it's kind of a concierge level airport service where we got off the airplane and at the end of the ramp, the what is that, the
where you disembark from the plane, you come out into, you know, an area and you head into the main terminal where you clear customs, and right where you head into that main terminal, they meet you.
I don't know what it's called, but anyway, so we're greeted just like we would have a limo with a sign with our name, and it's Club Mobay, and it's someone from their establishment, and they greet us and they kind of explain what we're going to do. And she walked us down toward, where did we go first? Customs was first, and we saw a line, very long line. And it was probably, we asked, how long is this line? She said, oh, don't even worry about it. We go over here. And she took us to a special line, and there were probably two or three families in front of us. And so our wait, I asked her, if we were in that other line, what would we expect as far as a wait to get through customs? And she said, depending on how many planes have just come in, you can expect an hour per plane. And the wait would have been close to an hour because one plane had arrived right before us. And we were in the front of the line. If we were in the back of the plane, we could have been closer to an hour and a half to 2 hours to wait to get through customs. We waited probably less than 5 minutes, and we were brought up and went through customs, checked, done. We headed over to luggage, and she asked, what kind of luggage do you have? Color, size, how many? So she provided the service for that and got us our luggage, got a luggage cart, and she loaded it and pushed it. We headed further through the airport to immigration. And this had about a 30-minute wait. And she said, no, no, this is our line over here. So she took us to the far left of immigration, and there was a special line, almost like a Disney Fast Pass, where you skip the line and you go through, and they checked our paperwork and they sent us on through. So then we went to the waiting type area where they've got a couple of shops and some restaurants. But this is where you'll find the Sandals Lounge. You can wait there, but they also have the Club Mobay Lounge. Steve, you want to tell us more about the lounge itself?
Yeah, so they have a very nice airport lounge. You know, they have food there. So you have like sliders. They have alcoholic beverages. They have Red Stripe, you know, Jamaican beer and other beers. They give you a Wi-Fi password so you can get on the internet. And it's, you know, it's very nicely done. They've got decent restrooms, and then they let you know when your shuttle's getting ready to leave. And then we went over to the Sandals Lounge and got ready and then headed out. But I mean, the whole, you know, I was kind of skeptical, do I need this service or not? But it gets you, like Lisa said, it's like your fast pass into Jamaica. And there's someone there to take you through everything. You skip basically two of the main big lines, and that can be, you know, an hour to several hours of your time. And then you have a nice lounge to wait in while you're waiting for your transfer. Lauren or Chris, anything else on Mobay?
Well, Lauren, do you have the prices?
So, I do. So for the arrival meet and greet, if you do just that, it's $50 per adult, $25 per child ages 2 to 12 at Club Mobay. If you do just departure, it's 30 per adult, 15 per child, age 2 to 12. Or you can bundle them and do arrival and departure, which is $80 per adult, 40 per child, age 2 to 12. I have to be honest. I know you guys like the departure side of it. I don't necessarily see such great value in the departure side. I know they had some snacks and it was a nicer area to sit and wait. I didn't have a long wait for my flight, so for me, it wasn't a big deal. If you are strapped for money, but you would like to use this service, I highly recommend at least doing the arrival.
Yeah.
The other thing I would mention is that Club Kingston is on the other side of the island, and this is an option there if you fly into the Kingston airport.
I think.
And it's a little bit cheaper through Kingston, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think departure was for us was nice because we had a couple hours before our flight.
Right.
And I've been in so many of those lounges from Australia to France to whatever. And this is the nicest lounge I think I've been in. They actually had a wide selection of food, not just carrots and dip and a soda machine like at a Delta lounge with an internet. I mean, so they have internet. They have a lot of seating. They have a place where you can get a massage if you want to book a massage. They have a kids area with entertainment and Xboxes. They've got several different setups and rooms, and we were upstairs.
With the separate rooms, the different rooms, some are no kids and some are family. So yeah. If you're traveling on your honeymoon or as a couple, you don't need to be waiting with a bunch of children if you don't want to be.
Yeah, we were in the upstairs lounge. It's got a full bar there. They'll make any drinks you want. You know, you can have a pina colada, you can have a coffee drink, you can, you know, whatever you want. It's, you know, open bar. All kinds of food, great service, very friendly people. And, you know, versus just sitting out in a chair for 2 hours waiting for your flight. So, we were eating, drinking. We had a big group of like 10 of us around. They got a whole section for us. They kept bringing us drinks. You know, we're on the internet. So it was a nice, very nice setup for the amount of money it was.
Well, and they also have a luggage check. So if you have your carry-on luggage, this would be in the lower level. You would go downstairs and you can, there's a guy that will take your luggage, you get a ticket, and he checks it. There's a business center downstairs. They make it very comfortable and convenient if you've got time to spend, because a lot of the shuttles are running on their own schedule from the resorts, and they don't want to take any chances. So they're going to get you to the airport pretty early. So, Lauren, I don't know how you weaseled into... you know, such a short stay.
I know. I was fast.
You were. But it's...
well, you get there early because it's... yeah.
It's a very nice, clean, relaxing place to stay. Yeah. Very bright, and I liked it.
Yeah, and we literally went down to our gate and we boarded the plane within 10 minutes.
Wow. Yeah,
because... it's not like we were, like, slacking off, you know?
Yeah, because for international flights, they usually, you know, they want to get you there early, get you through checking in, get you through security. And then if all that goes pretty quick, you know, you've got a couple hours to kill because the shuttle's dropped you off early to make sure you could get through all that stuff. So, yeah, we got through all the stuff and then we had a couple hours to kill. So it was nice and it was very, very, very nice. Anyway, so, yeah, I definitely highly recommend either just in or in and out on Club Mobe. And of course, you can book it over here at Pixie Vacations with Lauren or Chris or Sharpie or anybody over here.
Okay, so we're going to head over to our first resort, which is Sandals Montego Bay. And cute resort. Steve, what are your thoughts on this one?
All right, so, and then Lauren, you can jump in after this. But just real quick, so Montego Bay, the advantage, you know, I took pictures of it and put it up on Facebook and somebody instantly said, you know, that's where I had my honeymoon. It was great. And we love to come back for like short stays. Because it's right next to the airport. So
it's like 10 minutes.
No, it's actually, yeah, it's like literally like 5 minutes away. It's like almost, it's at the end of the runway. That's how close it is to the airport. So it's an advantage or a disadvantage and I was surprised how many people love it because it's that close, because, you know, some of these resorts that we went to were 2 hours, hour and a half, you know, for the shuttle. So there's a lot of travel time. And if you're doing a Friday, Saturday, Sunday quick getaway, you know, they just want to get off the plane, be there, and then they want to have as much time before they have to get on a shuttle to get back. You know, they don't want the 2 hour shuttle ride. And it's a beautiful resort. They've redone a lot of the rooms. The Romeo and Juliet rooms were beautiful, but and we'll get into all that. But proximity to the airport, you know, some people it's a plus, some people it's a minus, but it's actually very beautiful resort. Lauren, what do you think?
I think, you know, the proximity to the airport is like ridiculously close. Literally the one thing you need to know about this resort, while the resort is beautiful and they do a great job of trying to isolate the fact that it is, you walk out the front door and you see the ramp to the airport. And that to me is the biggest downside to that resort for me. Me personally, I don't think I would stay there because of that. The actual resort itself is beautiful. Like once you go inside, you know, you don't really feel that, but you are really close to the airport. So for me, that was kind of a negative. But I thought the actual resort itself was stunning. It had beautiful beaches. The rooms have been redone. Looked like the restaurant. We didn't get to eat at any of the restaurants there. But it looked like it had a ton of restaurants. It was also raining the day we saw it, so we didn't get like a huge, huge amount done there. But it was, you know, it was a beautiful resort. I think the pool needs to be a little updated probably. But otherwise I think it was great. You know, I actually think that for younger couples, newlyweds, single people, like I think that would be a great place to go. People that aren't going to care about the noise and, you know, I wouldn't want to go there for my honeymoon if I was concerned about the planes going overhead.
Do you know what? I am one of those people. I am really sensitive to planes. I can't stand, like, I would never live in a flight path or something. It didn't bother me. You know, granted, we were only there a little while, but, you know, a couple went over while we were there and I was, and they're not going over the resort. That's the other thing. But I didn't really notice anything.
Well, and so. It's also not like, and the airport's not like Atlanta where they.
Right.
No, it's not constant.
So it's, keep in mind, no. It's a small airport. I mean, it's really small and it's very easy to get in and out of. I mean, it's not, you're right. It's not like Atlanta.
Yeah, you could just hop the fence.
You probably could, but yeah.
Hey, honey, I'm going to the airport now. I'll be just going to
And you know,
over
the runway was actually quite a ways. Cause I mean, we could
it
see
wasn't.
Where the, we could see
it
where the,
right
well,
there.
It kind of, you know, because you could see where the sandals people had their huge aircraft hangar where they had their own planes, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was a big drawback. I mean, I think you would want to warn people about it, but I would not say don't stay there, especially if the price is right, because it gets you into, you know, I mean, it's an awesome, you know, it's an awesome resort. Yeah. And if you can get in for a good price, you know.
And how about they had the new Romeo and Juliet suites. Those were gorgeous.
Yeah, we have pictures of those.
They were stunning.
Yeah.
Although to me, calling it a Romeo and Juliet suite, it just doesn't bode well for that couple.
No, that didn't end well.
It's not going to end well.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but that does speak to romance, though. So maybe it's during their courtship, not the end result.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
So a couple. So this resort has 251 rooms and suites. So all these Sandals resorts are compared to, like, if you're used to Disney World, they're very small. They buy or build these resorts. They don't want the high rise where it's, you know, the giant resort.
No obstructed views.
They want like a romantic resort where, you know, where they used to build them right on the beach and they let them build them right on the beach with a, you know, smaller, no higher than the palm trees. You know, so they're like two or three stories at the most. So there's only 251 rooms. It's on 26 acres. So, and these, they do an amazing job landscaping. It's like tropical landscaping, peacocks. It's just
those
beautiful.
Are really pretty.
Yeah. It's amazing with the landscaping and all the wildlife.
And we should mention too, that with the restaurants in Montego Bay, so there's three hotels in Montego Bay and you can actually, go to any of those three. You can actually go to any of the resorts in Jamaica. Except if you're on beaches, only adults can go to Sandals.
And then Royal Plantation.
Right. And Royal Plantation, you can't go to. Right. Yeah. That's a separate one.
Yeah.
But you can actually utilize. And of course, the rest of the hotels are all 90 minutes away. So you're probably not going to go to them. But the three that are in Montego Bay, you can go back and forth and try different restaurants in different hotels.
Or if one has water activities or sporting activities that you want to do other than what your resort offers, you can resort hop, which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely a big plus for them. So they say stay at one, play at three. So there's 20 gourmet restaurants between those three hotels and there you have free transportation. So it's a 10-minute ride to, you know, one of those other Montego Bay resorts. So if you want to stay, you know, we're going to talk about the Carlisle, which is probably their entry level hotel. So some people, you know, they stay there or they might stay at Montego Bay and then they go over to Sandals Royal Caribbean, maybe for the day and do some water activities or go to the
night
or the private island and have, you know, Thai out there on the private island. So there's a lot of, you get to experience all three resorts if you want, and transportation to those three is all included in the package.
Can I just talk about something you just mentioned, which was, you said there were 251 rooms there. The interesting thing is you're never going to feel crowded. Like if you're used to Disney, you're used to lines, you're used to, you know, crowd. Getting into an elevator with a lot of people. I at first I didn't, when we first got there, and this wasn't the first resort we went to, but the first resort we went to, I thought there's no way this place is even half at capacity, but it is, because when you say 251 rooms on 26 acres, that's actually a pretty big, you know, parcel of land. And so you don't wait for anything and you're not crowded at the pool. Like I felt like everything was, you know, not completely private, but like when we were in the pool hanging out, we did that a lot. I didn't feel like we had a lot of other people around us. Like you
do
at some
great job at that.
I was going to say, there's a reason there weren't a lot of people around us.
No,
I know. Right.
We're amazing.
We're obnoxious. Well,
but you know, it's true because like, you know, if you're going there for your honeymoon or something, you don't want everybody around you. You kind of want some privacy and stuff. So they kind of, they really get that right.
That's a valid point. And like for our Disney fans, you know, when you think about it, French Quarter has what, roughly 1,000 rooms. And think about how crowded that hotel is. If this hotel has, what'd you say, Steve?
251.
Yeah. That resort was at capacity and it felt like nobody was there. It was at 85% capacity, I think. It felt like nobody was there. All of them were like that.
Yeah.
They were almost sold out while we were there.
That was the one pool at Mobe that was the one pool that I felt was a tiny bit crowded because it was
smaller. It's a smaller pool.
Because
yeah.
These other pools are monstrosities. They're ridiculously huge.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and another point is that you're not going to have families at these resorts. So you are limited to 2 people per room. So your maximum capacity is just over 500 people.
Right.
Unless you're us amazing. And you had
unlike
one
Disney.
Person.
Right.
Right.
But one at Disney, if you've got a resort that holds 1,000 or has 1,000 rooms, that
you could have 4,000
people. 4,000 to 5,000.
Yeah. And they have like one main pool. I mean, at some of these Sandals resorts, there's like pool after, and there's another pool, and there's another pool, and then there's the beach, and it's like, you have your own pool.
No, one area feels crowded at all. Like,
no,
it's it's intriguing how they do it. I mean, it doesn't feel like, and I think part of it that there's so much to do.
Yeah.
That it's just, you know, there's always people doing something else so that there is that feel of nothing going on there. It's quiet.
So one unique thing real quick on this resort is this one actually has a wedding chapel. So if you want to get married,
that's right.
In an actual wedding, a non-denominational chapel. So
it's cute.
Yeah. So that's actually right there on property.
Oh, and it's not to say that you have to get married in the chapel. You can get married on the beach or under a gazebo or on the lawn. There are different places to get married, but not every resort has an actual chapel.
We saw at least 2 weddings while we were there for 6, you know, a total of 6 nights.
Yeah.
I think we saw at least 6 weddings. Or 2 weddings,
And we won't get into it, I don't think, on the show, but there is a way to get your wedding included in the price of your Sandals vacation. And, you know, there's a standard package that comes along with that. So if you go down for your wedding and then you can go down for your honeymoon, there's a way to, have the wedding included in the price, where it's basically a free wedding.
Yeah, depending on the package you pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got great wedding packages and renewals, which is called Retie the Knot, and great things that you can do. But that really is a whole nother show.
And this, we should note, has Montego Bay actually has 9 restaurants on property, just to let people know that.
Out of the 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't want to jump to Royal Caribbean just yet because I think that's my favorite and I want to save it.
Me too.
So, well, let's go to Sandals Carlisle and talk about that one.
You want me to give the room facts?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Sandals Carlisle, 52 rooms.
The entire resort, 52 rooms.
But it only has 52 rooms. It's 10
like
100
people.
10 minutes from the airport. Well, I'll let you guys talk about the rest.
It's sort of like in a little downtown area. Like you can walk to bars and there is a tiny little beach across the way. They don't actually have beach access.
It's a public beach.
Yeah. I mean, it's beautiful.
And here's just a side note. If you stay at Montego Bay or Royal Caribbean, you can actually take a bus to the Carlisle, like a little shuttle, and do some local shopping from the Carlisle that's right there.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's an easy way to do some shopping if you wanted to do some local shopping.
Yeah. Like Chris was saying, it's the advantage of this one is that it's in Montego Bay. So if you want to go to, what is it, Margaritaville, which is down there. You walk out the front and you take a left and, you know, you're in, you're there with the locals, you're there with the tourists, and you're in Montego Bay at all the, you know, everything that's happening right there. So it's right next to the strip. And then of course you can, you know, take the shuttles to the other ones to eat. And it's, this is probably your entry price point. So
yeah, this is the least expensive option out of all the sandals in Jamaica.
Do you know what I loved about that place was the huge bulletin boards they had. They had these bulletin boards. So the, it's very small for one thing. I mean, we said 52 rooms, there's a pool in the middle. There's, you know, some little meeting areas in the back, but it's really, really small. But you walk past through this one hallway and there are these big bulletin boards and it's all their return guests. And not just like they've been here three times, but they've been 25 times, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. They
and
have,
they all know them.
What was it? They and said they have like a 64% return guest rate.
Yeah.
So this resort is small. It doesn't have a lot of fluff. It's just a place to escape if you're very good at doing nothing, which is kind of cool. If you want to do something, you can find little things to do, but there's a lot more fluff at the other two surrounding resorts and you have easy access to those.
Yeah. Lauren, were you saying something?
No, I was just going to say, like, to me, this reminds me of a real small boutique hotel. And it is kind of like a motel feel to it.
Yes, it's definitely you know, like an eight-story rectangular. It's not a romantic.
Well, it's three-sided.
It's three stories. It's like a box. But I thought where they did a great job was when you go behind the hotel to their outdoor area. I thought they did a great job in like hiding what was around them.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was very lush. You know, it's small, but I thought it was real intimate. I thought they did a really good job on making that quaint back there.
I'm going to also point out that all of the rooms are the same with the exception of location and view. So the rooms themselves, technically, they're the same. Steve's giving me a look.
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
No,
some of them have slightly different decor.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you're not going to have your array of categories like most of the other sandals resorts do. You're not going to have your club level service. You're not going to have your sandals club. You're not going to have
butler service.
So it's a very level playing field as far as the rooms. You don't have you have four categories, and I think those are all based on pool view or ocean view. You can have just a couple. There aren't even that many.
Yeah. So
it is what it is.
I think you almost have to point out though, this is not super posh.
No.
Like a lot of those rooms, the rooms we were able to stay in, the rooms we visited at the other resorts, they were pretty high end, nice fixtures, pretty modern. These are not quite there.
This is definitely, you want to go, you want to check it out, but you know, the pool there is a standard rectangular pool. Mm-hmm. It's not your other sandals pool. That's amazing. But you take the shuttle, if you want to do that, to the other resorts that have the swim up bar and the lounge chairs in the water and the amazing beach and all that.
You can do if you want to try a sandals and you don't really have the extra money to stay at one of the bigger resorts, you could always stay there and just shuttle over and spend your days at the other hotel, you know?
Yeah. True. All right. So one more resort, in the Montego Bay area, Royal Caribbean, Sandals Royal Caribbean.
Like this one.
I'm just relaxed already. Just saying it.
Not to be confused with the cruise line.
No,
and we stayed at this one. Sorry, Chris.
Yeah. I mean, we stayed there and I think we spent like what, 80% of our waking time in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So. We love the pool. We didn't even go to the main.
We didn't go to the main pool.
We even went onto our own little private pool and we spent a lot of time there.
Do you know why I think we stayed out of the main pool? Of all the resorts we went to, this seemed to have the most youthful kind of party vibe.
I agree.
And we were sort of, I think, you know what, Lisa, you and I actually got in the hot tub for a few minutes over there, but that was it.
So here's the facts on this one real quick. So it's a whopping 215 rooms and it's on 15 acres and it's 10 minutes from the Montego Bay Airport.
But unlike Carlisle that had four room categories, this has 23 room categories. So it does get complex after that.
And this is where they're building the overwater bungalows.
Oh, those look amazing.
They apparently are appealing to a lot of people because those are sold out. They don't open until, what, December?
Yeah, November or December. I can't remember.
And they're sold out through next year for the most part. Yes. You know, very few exceptions, you know, little holes here and there, but they're sold out. And
yeah,
they're
amazing.
Pretty penny.
They have a private, so this resort, the thing I love about this resort is they have a private islands that you can take a dragon boat to, which is just a, you know, 3-minute ride across to the private island. And that's where these bungalows are. They're similar to what they have at the Polynesian, but you know, it's real. So
I think it looks more high end than the.
Oh, it's definitely much more high end. It's
well,
kind of,
first of all, you have all that space and it's just for two people.
Yes.
So you've got like a soaking tub and you've got like a little over the water hammock. I mean, it's like gorgeous.
Yeah. They have you get an infinity pool that's over the water. You know, they have the floor where you can see the fish. It's the whole Fiji experience, only 2 hours away from Atlanta instead of having to do all the crazy traveling.
Here's the question though. How do you get out there? Do you have to take the little boat?
Take the dragon boat over.
Okay.
And then you have, I don't know how many there are. It's maybe eight or 10 of them out there.
Well, yeah, but there's going to be some going in the other direction eventually, yeah. I think he said.
Oh,
so
wow.
Right now it's just to the left of the island. Right. I think there's going to be some going to the right of the island eventually.
There will be some, yes, Lauren, because what their plan is to make a heart out of them.
That's right.
An aerial view will
just corny as all get
Chris out. Is about to throw up.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
But they're amazing. But the way they do these rooms, and we've got pictures. We have a website. It's over at Pixie Honeymoons. So if you go to pixiehoneymoons.com, and then we also have a Facebook page, and there's pictures there, and we'll post some more. But the way they decorate these rooms is just amazing. It's kind of that kind of modern look, but it also has like a slight island Caribbean feel to it.
Yeah.
They, I have to say too, my favorite restaurant, and we were there for what, 6 nights? So we ate at many restaurants. Mm-hmm. My favorite restaurant that entire trip was the Royal Thai, which is out on that island. So when you take that dragon boat over to the island, there's like a little private beach, a pool, and then there's this restaurant open for dinner. It's called the Royal Thai. And that I thought was really good.
It was, you know what, of all the ones we went to, I think it was like, it was really over the top romantic. You know, we were outside, it's very dark. You've got little tiki torches going. It was really
Chris
cute.
Chris may or may not have held my hand.
You know what, as I recall, did you even sit next to me?
No, I was with Steve.
Yeah, like at the other table.
Well, yeah, like you said, it's amazing because you get on the boat, which is nice. And then it's got that emerald green, blue water. And then you get to the dock and then there's parrots, you know, there's a couple different parrots on cages. And then, so.
Right. That was me.
No, the parrot. Well, I put my hand in there that I deserved it.
Well, there you go.
Oh, that's right. I remember that.
Her name was Queenie. I was like, aren't you pretty? Ow.
Wait. And I'm like, Chris, you shouldn't do that. It says, don't stick your hand in there. And she goes, it's not going to do anything. And then it goes and it bites her.
Because at first it was letting me pet it. And I was like, oh, this bird really likes me. And all of a sudden it was like, chomp.
Mm-hmm. But so they have the parrots, and then we went at nighttime. So, you know, all the palm trees are lit and it's got that, you know, nice ambience where they do the lighting very well. And there's a tiki bar there where you can get some drinks, and then you walk over to this.
It's kind of separate. It's kind of like a waiting area. In case you have to wait, you can kill some time getting your drink.
It's very well done.
But we were on sand, weren't we?
Yeah. And then you go to the restaurant and you're kind of like on the beach in this kind of Asian looking pavilion.
They did a phenomenal job with this.
It's very well done. And you're eating right there.
Do they have indoor dining or not?
Well, there's covered.
There's some that's kind of inside. Like it's still open air, but there's glass.
Okay.
Like it was all clear, but it was open air.
I loved eating just out on the water like we did.
Yeah, the water is there, right next to the beach, and the stars. Pretty, and the food was really good. You know, and they have the kind of authentic Thai, which is nice. It's different than, you know, your standard Disney.
And it should be noted, this hotel has 8 restaurants.
Yeah, it's amazing how many restaurants they have for such few rooms. And some of these, you know, we're going to these restaurants and there's only like 4 other tables of people in there and they're sold out.
Yeah, so it's crazy.
Yeah.
Can I say regarding the restaurants, as much as I like that Thai place, and I did think it was really adorable, I liked the little pub. And I guess that they have an English pub at every single one of their resorts, right?
They do.
And yep. The one they had there was very small. It had little rooms. We got a big room. Well, actually small room for, I think there were like 10 of us in there, and they had the best fish and chips. So that was like one, you know, I think we ate there the second night because we were touring other resorts all day.
Yeah, that was nice.
And that was just cute.
Yeah. Well, and that actually they have one at every one except for Sandals White House. Sandals White House doesn't have one. Remember, Lisa, you and I went looking
for one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we like the potato skins.
But they've got the swim up pools, like if you wanted to do the walkout.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those are the coolest things.
No, wait. Before you guys go ahead too far, I have one question, if anyone else noticed this, about the Thai restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I have one complaint, and I think it's a pretty big one.
Uh-oh.
Well, Sandals can take lesson from this. I couldn't see my food because it was so dark.
Yes, that was bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just kind of like, I'm pretty sure it tastes,
you know, where I was sitting, I was okay.
Okay, I couldn't see. And again, stemming from my picky eating behaviors, you know, that's a little scary for me, not being able to see what I'm eating.
You know what? I'll eat just about anything. And it was scary for me too. Cause you and I were at the same table, and I have to agree. I was kind of like, oh, I can't see my food.
Yeah.
So can I say something else about the food? And it's kind of related to what Lisa said. One of the things that, that we were told while we were down there was that they tend to cater to Northern American tastes. So if you're not like a very adventurous eater, or maybe you just like things that are kind of familiar, that you usually would have like in the US or Canada, everything they have there, they will have some Jamaican stuff. Like at breakfast, they had, you know, like little fish soups and things like that, which, you know, personally I did not have, but for the most part, everything's going to be fairly familiar to you.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I think you can find something to eat at any of the Sandals hotels.
Right.
I think the food is very good across the board. I mean, we've been to everyone in Jamaica. We've been to Barbados. We've been to St. Lucia. And I think across the board so far, everything we've experienced has been great food.
Yeah.
You definitely get what you pay for.
Yeah, which is nice. When you were talking about the walkout rooms, Lauren, the ones.
Yeah,
that,
with the pools.
Oh, they're so cool.
They're beautiful.
So you walk out on the patio, and then it's like a zero entry level into this kind of, you know, pool area that kind of creeps and curves around through, you know, and at night it's lit up, you know, like a neon blue. And then you can put your patio chairs out there in the water. It just looks like a great way to spend a weekend or a week.
And so. We should note that there's premium liquor.
Yeah. There is.
You know, of course I'm the one, you know, saying there's, that, sorry, but, you know, there is premium liquor. You can pretty much eat all day long.
Yeah.
You can always find something to eat somewhere.
Yeah. They don't skimp on the drinks, and you can, if you don't like the drink you ordered, you just order another one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I liked about it? I liked how everything was like very accepting. You know, like I felt that no one was overdressed or underdressed. It didn't matter what you were wearing. It just seemed like really a very laid back atmosphere, and not just the people who were working there, obviously, but the guests, like it didn't seem like everyone seemed friendly. I didn't feel uncomfortable in a bathing suit, you know, that kind of thing. I really liked that.
Yeah, it was. I think they know what they're doing. I think they've got customer service down to a T. I do think you get what you pay for. I really do. I mean, Sandals is going to be a tiny bit more than your average brand. But honestly, I've stayed at some of those average brands, and there's a reason Sandals is a little bit more for you know, you're going to get a much better experience overall.
Well, and didn't you say to me, you said, Chris, I am worried about how you're going to react to this.
Well, because you're not a sun person.
No.
And you're not a sit in one place person.
No.
You
and
know,
as soon as I got there, it was all over. I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm going to sit down right now. I got my bathing suit on. I'm going to the water. I love the entire thing. And I didn't think I would.
Yep. And that's my, like, you know, I have two favorite things. Well, okay. I have three favorite things. Disney,
Wine.
The beach and wine. Those are my three favorite things.
Wait a minute. You forgot cats.
And you forgot me.
Oh, Lisa, no cats. I'm not.
At least I got it.
I'm still, you know, I've got like this glimmer of hope. Like I'm waiting. It's going to happen.
It's
disappointing.
You're never converting me.
No.
Well, with just to piggyback on Lauren, sorry, Steve. They told us that Sandals advertises that they have the best inclusions, the best and the most. And they truly do. And you can compare and see that what they include by quality and quantity is going to exceed what other all-inclusives include.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, we should note too, you know, they have the scuba. Nobody else includes scuba certifications and not certifications, but free scuba diving if you are scuba certified. And if you're not, it's like $100 to get certified. And it's, I believe it's like a 3-hour training. Is that right?
You have to do it over a course of a couple of days. So you do need to be there for like a week, but they will do it for you. I can find some more information on that. I paid attention to that part because I'd love to get certified again.
Yeah, I think we went, was it over at White House where we saw the whole facility?
Yeah, and they have like a pool.
Yeah,
like
a pool
they
and
put
everything.
You in and
yeah.
They teach you. And I mean, you know, there's no other all-inclusives that do that, you know? So I think that's kind of a big thing too.
Yeah. There's a lot of
places. Sandals is really confusing. So if you're not sure which one to stay at or, you know, which room category is the best, you know, you're better off talking to somebody who is a specialist and knows the resorts.
And I'm going to add on to that, that the different resorts have different vibes. We kind of touched on the quieter vibe at Carlisle and more of a party, young, active vibe at Royal Caribbean. But each resort, they may or may not have a certain, well, this is how I kind of felt about that resort, because we'll talk later about other ones and they have a different feel.
Yeah. And we'll do a couple different Sandals shows Sandals shows to go over them. And then we'll also do a show on beaches, which is the family resorts where you can take your family. But like Lisa and Lauren are saying, you know, some of them we had butler service, you know, so you just pick up the phone that you carry with you. And
I tried to take him home with me.
So
told me it was illegal.
So some
I tried
of
to
them,
take a cat home.
I was going to say, Chris tried to take a cat. You tried to take a butler.
So some of them are very quaint, small boutique hotels that we can help you with that have, you know, full butler service. Well, they'll, you know, come out to the beach and stock your beer for you. Some of them have more of a party vibe, you know, some of them are, you know, they have a slight difference to all of them. And we've actually been and stayed at all of them and eaten at them and all that. So,
and, you know, we also should note that, you know, just because this is introductory to Sandals, like we're trying to tell people about it. Sandals is really good with food allergies. So they're one of the few companies out there besides Disney that I've seen that has really embraced the food allergy thing. As soon as you sit down to any restaurant, their first question is, anybody here have food allergies?
Yeah.
And they have like a special food allergy area. You can talk to them. You can kind of map it out. You can meet with the chefs. Like they have menus. Like they're really on that whole food allergy thing. And I think that's pretty impressive too. So if you have a family or, you know, you're a couple that has food allergy issues, one of you has food allergies, you're safe here. I really think it's a good place to look at.
Yeah. And I think we had the head chef and were the head of the, I guess, food and beverage, and one of the head chefs come in and talk to us in one of our sessions. And I think I videoed part of that. So I will see if I can find it and put it up on Mouse Chat and or pixiehoneymoons.com, because they, you know, they went through, they pretty much cover everything. And you know, we talked to some of the chefs as we went from resort to resort, and they're definitely on it. You know, they'll, you know, be like, you know, are you allergic to something, or do you just not like something? And Lisa didn't want seafood, so, you know, they would make a note of that and they would substitute it out. So they did a good job. And one last thing that I wanted to say about Sandals Royal Caribbean is we stayed in the Windsor building, which is and there's a lot of great categories. Lisa said, you know, I think there's 23 categories. So this is just one of the amazing rooms we stayed at. But our particular room was in the Windsor Suite. It had just been redone. That whole building has been redone. It is, we counted, it is like less than 10 steps from when you open the back to the beach. So you are on the sand in 10 steps if you're on the bottom floor, which one of our agents was. And then on the we were on the second floor, and you're like literally on the beach. You're right there. And it was those rooms are, the room was beautiful. It has a soaking tub on the
We need to stop patio. Because he's going to start booking another vacation.
It was pretty amazing. You know, it's kind of like a contemporary feel. And then, you know, they have USB, because I'm the tech geeky guy, you know, they have USB connections built in to the dresser so you can charge your phone. Or if you want to hook up your phone to the TV, you can do that. So if you want to play a video or show photos or whatever, you know, you can do that in the room. It's all been updated with the latest stuff. And Lauren was saying they have all the, what is it, the wine and all the top shelf liquors right there.
Well, if you're club level.
Because we were in a, that was club level. And then there's a, for everybody, there's a refrigerator with beer and
sodas, juices.
Sodas, juices, water. And all that's right there.
I want to ask, I'm going to get Lauren on my side and then Steve and Chris. Lauren and I got to do a visit down to the St. Lucia and the Barbados locations. And we came back and we told you guys about them. And then you got to experience Jamaica. I would love to know how your experience compared to what you expected based on what we told you.
Well, so, I mean, here's what I figured.
Does that make sense?
I mean, like you see, this is what I thought would happen. Like there's some websites that do this too, where, you know, they show the brochure version of, you know, this amazing resort. And then they show, you know, oh, look, they took a picture of the pool, but they took it from 1 foot above to make it look bigger. And here's the real picture of the pool, or here's the, you know, the real picture of the beach. There's like no chairs and there's 800 people. So I kind of figured that we would be going in there because the brochures show like, you know, just a couple walking on the beach or a couple people in the pool. And I was like, I don't think it's going to be like that. There's going to be no chairs.
That's pretty much it.
I was thinking like, there's going to be no chairs available. There's going to be nothing, no room on the beach. It's going to be just packed. I'm going to have to find a place to put my towel down. But it was just
never
like,
happened.
No, it was like, where is everybody? And it sold out. It was amazing. There's so many pools and there's just so much going, you know, so many things to do that. And then, you know, of course, some people are doing excursions or they're scuba diving or they're doing other stuff. So, you know, it was pretty much like the brochure. Except I wasn't the old guy with the girl in the crazy bikini thing. That
you're just the old guy.
I was just the old guy.
No, actually, there were people a lot older than Steve. So
there you go. Yeah,
there was that one guy.
We met him in the water.
They do have incredibly sexist brochures and ads, and they're awful. But other than that, I have to say that being a natural pessimist,
yes.
I went to Instagram and hashtagged, you know, Sandals Jamaica so that because like Steve, I can't stand it when I like look at a hotel and it's this glossy, the colors are saturated, you know, perfect angles. I just want to see the real, what it's really going to look like. So being a pessimist, I went to Instagram, hashtagged Sandals Jamaica and found, you know, great pictures, and they all looked like exactly like they were gorgeous. Like somebody said on the trip, it's really hard to take a bad picture. And believe me, if you go to the Pixie Honeymoons Facebook page, you will see some of my bad pictures. I can take a bad one, but most people I think can't take a bad picture of that place. It's just gorgeous.
Yeah.
I would say that my expectation regarding the food was a little low because I had read the TripAdvisor reviews. So my expectations weren't not that high. And there were places that were definite misses. But I think overall, I would give the food like a solid 7,
mm-hmm.
which I think is saying a lot, maybe a 6. And I think the service was wonderful. It was a little slower than I think we were used to coming from the States. But I think overall, my expectations were I don't even know what I expected.
Well, it was fun too at the, like at the bar, I figured, you know, they're going to be watered down drinks and they're going to give them to you. And no, I mean, they're full there. Yeah. And you know, the bartenders, we went to one of the resorts, we did the swim up bar and there's four or five of them back there, you know, yeah, they're dancing and they're yelling out, you know, what do you guys need? What do you want? And they're just fun to interact with. They're making these drinks like in Cocktail, if anybody remembers that movie.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah. And then, you know, all of that just was not what I expected at all.
Yeah. It was good. I mean, I would say, like, I'm going to be perfectly honest. I went into, when you said couples resorts, I was like, are these for swingers? And so, like,
you did say that.
I did. I was like, couples resorts. But it's not cheesy at all. I expected it to be cheesy. I had extremely low expectations. I loved it and I would go back in a heartbeat. And I am not a beach person. I'm definitely not much of a drinker, but I think it's really worth every penny.
Well, even though beach was nice because they had things you could swim out.
You know, if it's free, I'm going to drink it if it's free. Sorry.
Yeah, it was good. And even the beach, those little swim out things that we did at the beach, that was fun.
Oh, the little circles. Those are the best.
They have they're like little floating rafts out in the water at the beach and you can swim out to them. And
what do they call them? They call them,
I don't know,
love something. It
I'm
was
sure they are.
Stupid.
I'm sure they have a.
That is one of the things. That is one of the things about sandals. This is all very sexy. You know, they're going to say the word sexy a lot to you. And that's kind of embarrassing and cringeworthy. But if you can get past that, yeah.
Well, they have hammocks that are over the water. They have swings sexy over the water. They have beds that are hanging on.
Did you try those swings, actually?
I did not. I didn't get a chance to try.
I tried the swings. They're impossible to stay in.
I tried
the
swings.
Oh, my God. Remember that? That was so funny.
We were like, okay, first of all, this water's really cold. There's another swing. But it's like, because it was early morning. I mean, the water, it totally warms up by 10 o'clock. But it was really early when we went out there. And it was hard to stay on those swings.
I did all right.
I was falling all over the place.
There's a lot. There's so much to do. It's like we could go back and still not do it all.
Yeah.
I can't wait to talk about the other ones because some of the other sandal shows we're going to do have some of my other favorite resorts.
I would say that although these are wonderful resorts, I think the next ones we're going to do are actually my favorite.
Yeah. And they're probably different price points and that's why, but they,
Well, and we can talk about that too. We can do some just general sample stuff.
Oh, I think we should point out that they have theme nights while you're there. So like you're not going to be bored at all because at night they're going to have, you know, they have a chocolate party some nights, they have a white party, they have beach parties. And like the one night we were at Royal Caribbean, they had, a show, like a newlywed show. So they do all kinds of cute entertainment at night. So if you're just hanging out, you know, you can do that too.
Yeah, we hung out. We watched a little bit of the newlywed show and then they have fire pits kind of all over the place that are very nicely
done.
That
was actually nice.
Yeah, and you just get a couch or they have a lot of places just to kind of sit and relax by a fire right on the beach.
Yeah, initially you see the fire pits during the day and you're like, are you kidding me? Because it's so hot. It's nice. And then at night you're like, oh, this is nice.
Well, and that reminds me is one night we were out there, it was you and Steve and two other couples and then me and one of the agents, I think it was Bridget. And Bridget and I were joking around that we were a couple because, you know, we were constantly there. It was all women and Steve and it did kind of look a little weird for a couples resort. But we should probably point out that same-sex couples are welcome. And also you do get people who are not in a relationship, like, you know, ladies going together and just going to enjoy like an all-inclusive resort with friends. So it's not all, even though it's a couples resort, it's not necessarily always for couples. Although you have to share the same bed.
And we did.
They don't want to turn it into a party resort. So I actually looked into doing, I looked into doing a business trip. And someone asked about that and they wanted to have just a single person in each room and they were all adults. But they said, we won't give you intentionally that many single rooms. This is a couple's resort. And I said, well, you've had singles stay here. And they said, yes, if they're a part of, you know, if there's a single as part of a group, yeah. But their intention is not to promote singles coming, because it's not a pickup joint. It's not a place to hang out and have a girls' weekend away. It is for couples. If you want that kind of destination, beaches.
Oh, so you could, how many, yeah, that would make sense at beaches. You're right.
You can go to beaches because it's, I mean, everyone is there.
Yeah. But they do, it's, you know, family. You can definitely go as a same-sex couple. You're not going to have a problem there.
Oh, yeah. They have no problem with that. I'd like to go ahead and grab the show, wrap it up right here. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you have comments or questions for us, please go to comments@mousechat.net. If you want to download more of our shows, you can also go to mousechat.net, and you can download those at iTunes as well. If you've got any questions about sandals or Disney or Universal or cruise lines, all kinds of good stuff, go ahead and write in. We can get a quote out to you and get you more information, and we're happy to do that. Thanks so much for listening. Please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.